This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio and the Top 5 at 5 brought to you this afternoon by Les Turner, Right Approach Financial. Here's Jake.
Thank you, Russell. Up first, Vols baseball pitcher Blade Tibble has been announced the perfect game, All-ACC preseason team. Like we mentioned last hour, probably going to be your Friday ace. It's good for him.
I imagine there'd be a lot of individual honors preseason for Tennessee baseball players. I'd look for Drew Gilbert, Evan Russell, Jordan Beck to be included on some preseason award watch lists and preseason All-SEC teams, things of that nature.
So I was surprised he was the only one that perfect game picked up.
As for like a preseason All-American or something like that?
Preseason All-Conference.
All-Conference.
Yeah.
Huh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think we'd have more guys garnering support than that.
You would think. A lot of red teams on that list, say that much. And number two, Georgia's top-ranked defense won't look the same next season, but it will feature the return of gifted pass rusher Nolan Smith, who announced today that he plans to come back for his senior season.
Let's I'll tell just you who's not coming back.
Who's that?
JT Daniels.
Really?
Yeah, did you not see Trey's article earlier today that he put out?
No, I didn't. Is it, you go to the portal?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Golly,
told
man.
You. You heard it here on The Drive first last week. Cutting edge analysis.
So I guess Bennett is probably going to stick around there. He's Mr. Bulldog now. Where does JT Daniel go? I'd imagine there'd be a pretty good market for him.
Ole Miss?
Didn't they sign somebody? Or no, they were going to go Gabriel. He went to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, it might be a good spot for him. I'm sure he'll have some options out there. He's a good prospect. Did not turn out the way he probably thought it would. When he went to Georgia. Carry on, Jake Miller.
Number three. After the Brooklyn Nets diagnosed all NBA forward Kevin Durant with a sprained MCL of his left knee, the franchise experts expect 4 to 6 weeks of rehabilitation before he returns.
Oh, man, he's had a lot of injuries. The Nets just ate up with distractions.
I mean, he's hurt. Kyrie is unvaccinated. James Harden's fat.
Other than James that, Harden's things are going fat. Great.
I mean, I'm still going to.
Harden got fat?
Do you not remember when he got traded there?
Bear has not. He's.
He looked like Mark Henry.
By the way, speaking of, we need to come up with an all fat guy basketball team because I just saw a Isaiah Ryder highlight clip on social media during the break, which was class. I forgot how good a player he was before he ate himself out of basketball. Boy, that ceiling is really leaking, isn't it?
A lot.
Is it bad that we have a leak in the ceiling just going straight into the radio board, Bear? Is that a bad thing?
And it's right next to a light.
Yeah, that's really bad.
I'm going to get up there and investigate here in a minute.
That can have bad consequences. I was working it's like one of Fish's earliest shows here in Knoxville. They were playing at the old electric ballroom, and somebody spilt a 32-ounce beer from the balcony down onto the main front of house board.
Good Lord.
Ended the show early.
Boy, Fish? I'd say that was probably the best thing that could have happened in that situation.
Well, you got a lot of pissed off hippies. It was a six-figure mistake.
Pissed off hippies. Just give them some free arugula. They'll forget about it by the next day.
I did a barbershop quartet thing for about 40 minutes, and everybody left happy. Except for the guy who was suddenly on the hook for a $140,000 mixing console.
And moving on to number four. Los Angeles Rams have activated defensive backs Eric Weddle and Blake Countess from the practice squad for Monday night's wild card game against the Arizona Cardinals.
Eric Weddle, huh?
He back.
He was at 36, 37, something like that?
Yeah, he's not played since 2018, I think. 2017.
Think he can play tonight?
He might.
Generally don't activate him unless you have a plan to use him somehow.
I guess so. That is the
I got a little bit of an update here.
What you got?
Jackson Dart is going to Ole Miss, former USC quarterback. So that may not be a landing spot for JT Daniels, but it's
about that?
Portal.
And number five. Drivers on a Tennessee highway encountered an unusual oversized load traveling down the road. A 14,360-pound cast iron skillet, said to be the world's largest. South Pittsburgh's Lodge Cast Iron Store, future home of the Lodge Cast Iron Museum, had the gargantuan skillet, which measures about 18 feet from handle to handle, created to serve as a draw for attention.
Well, I mean, you couldn't season the damn thing. I imagine that would be pretty hard. Have to be a big oven.
Be a big old fire. There's no oven big enough for that.
You got a cast iron skillet, Russ?
Yes.
Everybody needs one.
We don't use it a ton.
Do you ever cook at the house?
Make a mean grilled cheese, Bear.
And waffles, right?
Yeah. Do waffles, grilled cheese, big baker, like bake and break cookies. I really nailed those.
That's not really cooking, Russ.
Sure it is. Something really hot, then I put something in something, and there's heat, and something happens. That's cooking.
I mean, could you make them from scratch?
I mean, they might probably not as good as bacon break, but throw something together.
Cooked a mean pork loin yesterday. Nice little brown sugar rub.
Disgusting.
You're disgusting.
All right, boys.
I don't eat the swine.
That'll be the top five at five for you on this snowy MLK day in East Tennessee. Shout out to Les Turner, Right Approach Financial. They've got that seminar coming up next week, and you can RSVP for that. Oh, they got a Tuesday and a Wednesday edition of that for you. And if I can pull up the flyer right here, I will give you more information about how to RSVP. Basically, it's a free meal over at Rothschild's Catering. And you go there, and Les is going to give a short presentation, about 15 minutes, and talk to you about retirement planning. And I know we have a lot of young listeners who have not started that yet. And, I can't afford it. You can't not afford it, okay? It's one of those things you just got to make money for, it, especially if you've been working for a while and you just haven't been saving anything up. Les is going to show you how to set something aside so that you can start planning the perfect retirement. He's going to show you some strategies to lower your taxes and increase your savings in 2022. And then you're going to get free food, free gourmet meal. Yeah. All you got to do is go to rightapproachfinancial.com. You must RSVP. It's going to be at 6:30 a week from tomorrow, and then 6:30 again a week from Thursday. So the 25th and the 27th, he's got two of them for you to choose from. And be sure to check him out, rightapproachfinancial.com, Les Turner. Be sure to let him know I sent you. And go hear what Les has to say. Support Fan Run Radio, one of our big supporters from this past fall, Les Turner. We couldn't do it without him. Appreciate Les. Show him a little love, folks. rightapproachfinancial.com is the website. Do you know what a week from tomorrow, or I'm sorry, tomorrow marks the one-year anniversary of something, Bear?
Tomorrow?
What happened a year ago tomorrow?
Sports-centric or?
Yes.
Hmm. I don't know.
Bobby Hill took to the hill.
Nope.
Hmm.
Tennessee gave one Jerome Pruitt his walking papers.
Cornbread.
Remember a year ago? We were like, what's happening? Is it going to happen? Is he gone? Some people thought he was going to stay. He's going to hold on. Some people thought he was gone. There's just this weird back and forth, and then finally he was gone.
Yeah, I was
Fulmer was up there
really
in his three jackets.
Recruiting has been
good. That was at night in the desert. No, because next week gets a lot went on that week.
Old Pruitt.
Kind of
what do you mean I don't get my $12 million? We mean you don't get your $12 million, Jeremy. This officer here will escort you to your car. You can take this Shelton guy and Moose with you.
Do I have to give the keys back to my car?
So January the 25th of last year, right?
No, the 14th.
Today's the 17th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the wrong rundown in front of me. So the 18th.
Oh, yeah, we fired him on MLK Day last year.
Oh, yeah, we did. Happy MLK Day. Fire the whitest guy we could possibly find to coach this football team. Dude didn't know what asparagus was. Who we got here, Jake?
Let's get Martin in here.
Martin!
My man.
Russell.
Martin.
Who's the boy out of Mississippi we're recruiting, the defensive back?
Out of Mississippi?
Yes.
I love it when Martin stumps you, Russell.
You're not talking about the guy from Alabama, Miguel Mitchell, are you?
No, boy from Mississippi.
Boy from Mississippi.
I
think you got me, Martin. I don't know. I got nothing for you.
I think his name's John. Something I ain't sure, but he's a defensive back, high school boy.
For next year's team?
Yes.
Is he?
They said we're going to be on up to 3 to 5 high school and junior college players coming up for the signing period.
I will do some checking on that for you, Martin, and see if I can find you a name before the end of the show. But you got me with my pants down, brother. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Russell?
Martin?
I got some more news for you, too.
All right, lay it on me.
He's a boy down in Cleveland, Tennessee. A 6'3" shooting guard.
Ooh.
By the name of Jason Brooks.
Okay.
And he put up 21 points on Oak Ridge by halftime the other night. And he said, what I'm hearing is Rod Clark and Justin Ganey's talking to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Jason Brooks. From Cleveland High School?
Shooting guard from Cleveland, Tennessee.
I'm looking him up right now. Well, I'm all for East Tennessee kids, and we need guys who can shoot it.
He can shoot it. He can stroke it. He can about do it all. He put up 21 on Oak Ridge Friday night.
You said he did that in the first half?
In the first half.
Woo.
That's impressive.
And what about Jason Jenkins? What kind of chance we got on him? Is he committed yet or signed or committed to somebody yet?
I know he's supposed to be in to visit this weekend. And he has not committed anywhere. I know Tennessee and Florida are with – I've heard that Tennessee is not exactly putting the full court press on him. I think they're kind of – wanting to check him out a little bit more, see what all is out there, but they view him as kind of a project, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Which, I mean, the same could be said about Miguel Mitchell, who committed to Florida this week, that one did not hit me hard because I don't know that Tennessee wanted him badly. Now, he might turn out to be a superstar, but my feeling is if Tennessee really wanted him and anybody else really wanted him, they would have offered and gone after him in the early signing period, but they didn't, which tells me that he is the proverbial diamond in the rough at best.
I still don't have anything on Kendall Jackson except what I told you last week. I hadn't heard any update on him yet.
Okay, so he's still deciding?
Yes, he's supposed to decide between Tennessee, Kentucky, and Memphis. And Memphis has already signed one.
But he has a scholarship offer from Memphis, right? He has a scholarship offer from Memphis, and Tennessee's not offering him scholarship, right?
I'm not sure if he got a scholarship offer from Memphis or not, but Memphis has signed one running back, and Tennessee signed two, and Kentucky hadn't signed any yet, so they may take him.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. I think he's got a walk-on offer here right now, but he's got one more year of high school, right?
No, he's a senior.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
I'm all confused. Okay.
I tell you what hurt the boy.
What's that?
I listened to some old kids' games this year.
Yeah. With David Cleary?
Yes, and they wouldn't let they didn't hand the ball to Kendall Jackson enough to me.
I'd listen
against Campbell County, that boy ran wild.
I'd listen to Diamond Dave Cleary call a girls' elementary school game.
He's good, ain't he?
The best.
I appreciate you, Russell.
Thank you, Martin. Appreciate you. I got to go find who this defensive back from Mississippi is he's talking about.
I'm sitting here on 24/7. I've applied filters and everything. I can't find it.
I don't see. I've not heard about that. So we'll see. I'll put in a call. Maybe one of our sources over there will enlighten us a little bit. Do we need to hire Martin as like a fan-run recruiting analyst?
I mean,
he calls in, asks me these questions. Like he obviously knows more.
Yes, Russell. We should.
Yes, Russell.
Martin.
Oh man,
I would listen to the Martin recruiting report.
Everybody loves Martin.
Willie is next. What's up, Willie?
We try to find that Jason Brooks guy. His first name is S-E-N, not S-O-N. So it might help you find him, because I had a trouble finding him there.
Like Jason, J-A-S-E-N?
Jason.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But Max Preps had him on the list at 6'1", so that don't sound too good. But, hey, but let's get back to this Les Turner guy.
Okay.
Is there any chance we could hook him up with Rick Barnes? He doesn't really need any retirement planning. He just needs some retirement
progress. What are you doing? What are you doing? That's an outrage. You don't want him to retire, Willie.
The hell I don't. No, you're right. I won't fire him.
Oh, man.
You want to hook him up with Bo Kregner, too, to sell his house?
Yeah, I want some forced retirement. Yeah, let him move out there to Westwood. I was catching up on my snoozing notes there a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
And one of the talking heads over there says – and you know it's pretty bad when the snooze is talking about you like this. Says he don't think this team's fixable. Not this year anyway. His exact words.
Who said that?
Oh, what's his name?
Jimbo?
Vince Ferrara. Vince.
Oh,
Uncle Vince.
Man. Bear, is this team fixable? I mean,
what
do you consider fixed? Like, to me, if this team
the way they were talking before the season started, SEC championship or at least a Sweet 16 berth. There's no way this team gets out the first weekend of March.
To me, if the team makes the Sweet 16, it's fixed. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, but they're not going to.
I think this team can make the Sweet 16.
There's no way.
Sure, there's
unless we play, not unless we get Carson Newman and Lenore Ryan in the first two games.
If we see the offensive effort we saw Saturday combined with the defensive effort we've seen in pretty much every other game this year, they can make the Sweet 16.
The offensive effort we saw, who from? Kentucky?
From Tennessee, we shot 50% from the field, Willie. We scored 79 points at Rupp
and
Arena.
Got the hell beat out of us.
Yeah, because they didn't guard anybody.
If you can't say this thing sucks, Russ, you're blind.
Well, I mean, they're ranked 24th in the country. I don't know what you want. Like second best defensive team in the country before that effort Saturday. Like I don't know what to tell you, Willie. These are the facts. You might not like them. They might be inconvenient, but they're the facts.
I want to see Rick Barnes walk in Les Turner's office.
I bet Les Turner does, too. That's a hell of a commission.
That's pretty good, bro. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Willie. Appreciate it. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show. 546-8200. If you want to chime in this afternoon, more of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
For over 50 years.
The docket brought to you by Fox and Farmer Attorneys at Law. They win for East Tennessee. Former Alabama quarterback Jay Barker on the docket. The story I've been waiting 30 years to bring you, ladies and gentlemen. I knew it. I knew it. Watching that guy in 92, I knew he was a scumbag bear. I freaking knew it.
Well.
I freaking knew it. Finally. Actually, I'm not happy that he was beating on his wife, allegedly, but I knew there was something wrong with him. She's a country music singer, Sarah Evans. I've never heard
known,
of her.
Oh,
really?
She's
never heard of her.
You never heard of her? The only thing I know about her is she's allegedly she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs as well.
Did not know that.
Barker arrested Saturday on felony domestic violence charges, 49 years old, booked into Nashville County Jail early Saturday morning, charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and placed on $10,000 bond with a 12-hour hold because it was a domestic violence case. He's released Saturday night after posting bonds. According to court records, Evans filed a complaint seeking a divorce August 23rd, citing irreconcilable differences and inappropriate marital conduct. Says as Evans and another person pulled into the driveway of a nearby home, Barker allegedly reversed his vehicle at a high rate of speed, attempting to hit them but missed. Passengers,
that was a deadly weapon.
Passengers of the car and witnesses told police Barker intentionally tried to hit them with the car. The couple's been married for 12 years, though Barker's been living in Homewood, Alabama for the past 3 months. According to court records, they have no children together. So, marital bliss apparently coming to an end for that power couple.
Yeah.
Does he still do sports radio down there in Alabama?
I don't know if he does currently after this weekend, but I think he made it.
They'll overlook that. Jay Barker, they don't care about that. He won them a natty. Now the rest of us, though, Jay Barker, you're a bad guy trying to run some folks over with the car. She must have made him really mad. Must be getting ugly. Now that divorce. Oh, man, what else do I got here? That is the docket brought to you by Fox and Farmer Attorneys at Law. They win for East Tennessee. Give them a call, 865-531-9400. That's 531-9400. Online at foxandfarmer.com. We head to the Fan Run Breaking News Desk.
Oh, boy.
It's a final now. Knox County Schools closed tomorrow.
Not for weather.
Why not?
According to the tweet I read and just sent you.
People sick.
Yeah.
Teachers.
They don't have teachers.
Oh, God. Stuff is going around. That is my nightmare. Man, I'm not even going to speak it into existence. I'm just not going to say it. Let's just pretend. Let's just move forward.
Yeah. The Cubs mom's got it right now bad.
Yeah. I hope she gets well soon.
Yeah. Either that, they don't know. Either that or one or the other. It is the flu this year is really, really bad.
Going around, out of control. All right. Congratulations to all the kids and the teachers.
I can hear our kids screaming in joy from West Knoxville, Russ.
Yep, 4-day weekend. So I've not been able – you've got a name, Jake, that Martin might have been alluding to, Tennessee's recruiting?
Yeah, let me pull it back up because he's being recruited by us, Kentucky, Memphis, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State. It is John Slaughter. He's actually a safety.
That's a great name. Great name for a safety.
6'2", 192 pounds, three-star out of South Haven. Yeah,
but he's a 2023.
Yeah.
Martin was talking about a 2022. Now, there is a guy that Tennessee's kicking the tires on that's had committed to Kentucky and ended up not signing with them. He's a JUCO guy, but he's originally from Georgia, Cedartown, Georgia. His name is Za Frazier, which is another good defensive back name. But I don't know if Tennessee is going to go down that road either. It's kind of weird. You know, he committed to Kentucky, didn't sign with them. I think Tennessee liked some other guys on their board more than him, but they struck out. And it's kind of this, man, you need some more bodies back there. But my thing is, Bear, like, unless somebody new jumps in the portal that you didn't know of, it sounds like you're thinking about taking a flyer on a guy. And I know we need bodies back there, but if you didn't think they were good enough to offer them during the early signing period, then you probably didn't think that they were better than what you already had coming back next year. And it's not like our secondary set the world on fire last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do we really need to be bringing in guys who aren't better than what Tennessee already has?
Okay.
No, I'm asking you.
What are you asking me?
Do we really need to be bringing in guys who are not better than Tennessee already has?
No. Hell no. We don't have the room. If we're taking any, that's what I was saying last week. I think that I think it's so tight with what's going on with the NCAA that unless they really think it's a can't miss, that they're going to be very careful about who they're bringing in, just to go ahead and keep the numbers down so we can hopefully get past this mess that we've had with Pruitt, with Gump and the NCAA.
Adam Sparks from the News Sentinel wrote a really in-depth piece today about the NCAA. Had some interesting nuggets and stuff that had not heard before. We'll have him on the show to kind of go through, unpack all that stuff with us tomorrow. But basically, the NCAA is hoping to take some action this week and another step towards redefining how they do business when it comes to infractions cases and a lot of things. But for Tennessee's purposes, the infraction stuff is kind of where it's at. And he basically said that Tennessee has finished their investigation and that I guess they're waiting on some sort of response from the NCAA.
Yeah.
But, it sounds like Tennessee's already self-imposed some recruiting restrictions and that they are leaning towards knocking off a number of scholarships from the 85 number. Obviously, a bowl ban is not going to be a part of it. Otherwise, you would have done that this year. So, you would think that as cooperative as it appeared Tennessee was with the NCAA, that whatever self-imposed penalties they had decided to levy, that you would hope that they had discussed with the NCAA whether or not they felt like that would be adequate.
Yeah, I don't know.
You would think.
Well, I mean, the last thing you want is to go ahead and self-impose, you know, whatever it was, we didn't bring guys in for the Bowling Green game, and we're going to only play with 78 guys on scholarship next year and maybe the year after that. And then the NCAA comes back this summer and says, well, no, that's not good enough. You guys were paying football players. It's got to be this, this, and that. I mean, that at that point, that's when, well, first of all, the fans melt down. We show our red, and deservedly mm-hmm. so. And then, like, Tennessee, we're going to see how much Dondi Plowman, Randy Boyd, and Danny White have our back. Like, are they going to stand up and fight for this, or are they going to roll over and take it?
I don't think they're going to.
I wouldn't. They did what they were supposed to do. They got rid of everything that was involved with that investigation. They got rid of coaches. They basically told players to get.
I keep going back to what that Glazier guy said about how there's basically no incentive for teams to cooperate right now. And Sparks wrote about this today where he cited an example of Missouri and Mississippi State had a very similar situation where they basically had a tutor doing academic work for players. And Missouri was very cooperative with the NCAA, very forthcoming. Everybody who was involved interviewed with them, and they ended up getting a postseason ban, whereas Mississippi State, for very similar infractions, you know, nothing is an exact duplicate, but very similar, you know, tutors doing coursework for players in several sports, including football, and they were not very cooperative. The players and tutors in question told the NCAA to go get kick rocks, and they got off with a slap on the wrist, no postseason ban. So, again, like all the incentive appears to be not cooperate with the NCAA. Look what's happening. Look what happened with Bruce Pearl at Auburn. Look what is going on right now with Will Wade and LSU. Tennessee has chosen to take the Missouri route. We're going to cooperate. We're going to bring the NCAA on this from the ground floor. We're going to have open lines of communication. We're going to be transparent.
Right.
Does it pay off in the end?
If it doesn't, there's something terribly wrong, because that's supposedly the direction they're going with the, you know, the NCAA Constitution. They want to get away from punishing people that had nothing to do with the wrongdoing. They want to punish people. I mean, punish Jeremy Pruitt, Niedermeyer, and then all the players. None of the players that allegedly got impermissible benefits even play at UT anymore. Go find them in Tuscaloosa, Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah, they weren't good anyway. We didn't win with them. Only at Tennessee, you end up committing a bunch of penalties, a bunch of NCAA violations, and you don't have any wins to show for it.
Yeah, you see where I did see where Toa Toa is going back to Bama next year.
Yeah, he did announce that this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think he was going to be very high up on the draft boards.
Hmm.
He might get there with another year in that system. 865-546-8200 if you want to jump in this afternoon. It is The Drive. It is Fan Run Radio. A snowy afternoon in East Tennessee. We'll take a quick timeout right here. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Apex Pest Control.
Yeah, it's not good. That's like, is that the snow dripping in from the roof? Is that what we got going on? Do we have a leak, or is that air conditioning? Or
I don't know, but it's getting heavier.
I thought you were going to get up in there and put your army training to use or something.
Russell, I did civil affairs, but it's getting close to that light.
You're a RIMF.
A what?
A RIMF. R-E-M-F.
Wait, you trying to call me a pogue?
A RIMF is what it was called, what I always thought it was called.
Did you almost say It was what I was called, what it was called when I was in the Army.
No.
You almost thought about going there, didn't you? For a split second.
No, the hell
for
I did, Russell.
For a split second.
I was going to say back in my day.
Stolen valor.
Stolen valor. Were you a rear echelon MF-er?
Oh. What?
That's all I was asking.
No, Bear, my MOS got deployed more than any reserve MOS there was.
I didn't know they had a different name for it.
I've never heard that before.
Okay. I was just checking.
Yeah, anyone that wasn't a grunt was a pogue.
Shout out to Kelly Jolly Harper and the lady. How about them Lady Vols, man? We need to start talking about them a little bit more.
Martin loves the Lady Vols.
17-1, ranked number 5 in the country. Only loss of the season to number 2 Stanford. How cool would that be to see a Lady Vol renaissance? We owe Kelly, a lot of y'all owe Kelly Harper an apology. You like how I took that from I to you to most everybody else?
Yeah.
Kind of thought she was in overhead there for a little bit. Yeah,
she does when the tournament comes around.
It is a tournament sport. They had one of their players, I think, turned an ankle, one of their key gals, turned an ankle yesterday. So hopefully that does better. At least we beat Kentucky in something. Lady Vols took care of them, took care of the Lady Cats. Vol in Birmingham says, whoa, Bear doesn't like pork? I will admit, that one kind of slipped under my radar, too. Pork chops, pork butt,
gross.
Bacon,
nasty.
Sausage, ham. He said that one is on the top of the list of good things Bear hates.
Uh-oh. We're making an addition?
No. I will occasionally eat bacon and sausage and ham.
But you won't
eat
pulled pork.
It has to be. No, that's disgusting.
Pulled pork is disgusting?
Oh, my God.
It's foul. Foul.
What's wrong with you?
Pork loin?
Have you not ever noticed pork loin? If I even smell it, it's gag inducing.
I'm a big sausage guy.
So if we went to Record Ridge Barbecue and I brought out a
To Record Ridge. You never see me. What do I always get?
You always get the smoked chicken thighs with a double side of mac and cheese or mac and cheese and baked beans.
You won't eat a pulled pork sandwich? What's wrong with you?
No.
This needs to go. Should it go on the list?
Oh, this definitely has to go on the list.
Pork?
Pork.
Or just pulled pork? Just pork in general?
Pulled pork.
Does pork need to go on the list?
Put it on there. It's not the first thing I go for. It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. People love pork. It's a great American food.
They eat their own crap.
What?
They eat their own feces. They root in filth. They're disgusting. They're disgusting animals.
All right, the people want it. It is time. It's been several weeks. This is the first time 2020. What is this year?
2022.
2022. The first reading of the list of awesome things Bear hates. Everything is awesome. All right, here we go. Key lime pie, dry fit shirts, buffets, Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas, screen doors, Field of Dreams, Pearl Jam, zoos, Olive Garden breadsticks, King's Hawaiian rolls, Halloween, Red Panda, McDonald's, Hoosiers, hot tubs, Van Morrison, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, cruises, The Great American Cookie Company, Braveheart, Spaceballs, Huey Lewis in the News, Peter Gabriel, The Color Red, Trail Mix, Magic, Jelly Beans, Ben & Jerry's, Disney World, South Park, Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones, Money for Nothing by Dire Straits, Mike Leach, Strawberries, Pineapple, Jumbotrons, Watermelon, Cinnamon Butter, The Office, People Being Nice, Beer, Bowberry biscuits, warm cookies, pork, and the list of awesome things Bear hates.
Pretty accurate.
I forgot about the warm cookies. Did have some warm cookies this weekend.
What do you have to say for yourself, Bear? So many awesome things. So do you realize what that list does to your credibility every time we read it on this show? I mean,
what's
left of your credibility?
Don't care. All right, but pork tenderloin's disgusting.
Warm cookies,
Bowberry biscuits.
My mom makes pork tenderloin where it just like soaks up the juice. You know, you got to soak up the juice and
so tender.
Some brown rice and asparagus with it. Great. The good stuff.
Great.
Sausage biscuit with a little jelly on it.
I love sausage.
Disgusting. That's when I will eat sausages on a biscuit.
I'm a big sausage guy.
But you're not like me. You won't just take the fork, stick it in the sausage, and just...
I love sausage, for one. I'm a big sausage guy. Nothing like a big kielbasa. Just right. Great.
You know, I like Cracker Barrel sausage. It can't have even a hint of pork flavor to it.
It comes from the same animal.
Yeah, but you know, sausage, bacon, and ham are so heavily salted, smoked, seasoned that you can't tell.
Oh, it takes the feces out of it?
Well, not just the taste. I don't eat it a whole lot. I ate a lot of chicken, a lot of beef.
Watermelon, really?
Watermelon's gross, dude.
What is wrong with you?
It's just nasty.
Braveheart?
I mean, it is.
Really?
Mel Gibson, not a nice guy.
Olive Garden breadsticks? It's just bread, man. It's just bread. Who doesn't like a good
it's
breadstick?
It's garbage. It's the worst of Italian breads. I mean, don't act like it's like those rolls from that place out in on North Peters. I can't
Christmas?
Remember the name of that Italian place.
Christmas Day. Christmas.
Take it or leave it.
A dry fit shirt, just fresh, freshly laundered, smelling nice.
That's more of a tactile thing. I just don't like how it feels.
A hot summer day. You're at the.
Give me good old fashioned 100% cotton, preferably a gray t-shirt. It's breathable.
Doesn't cotton breathe like the worst of any fabric? I don't understand that. You sweat in it. You're walking around with just wads of damp cloth under your arms. Yeah, that's what I want.
Oh, God, just a sweaty back and pits. A gray shirt. You can see every drop of sweat.
Just ridiculous. Absolutely.
I mean, you got any other questions about anything on the list? I'll be happy to tell you why I hate it.
Cruises.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Those are floating Petri dishes.
Love cruises.
Even before COVID. Look up Legionnaire's disease. That's a frequent problem on cruise ships.
I've never been sick from a cruise.
You might overdose
on
fun
now
and
happiness. See what happens.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. The shocking conclusion up next.
The Drive.
Caller of the evening. What's up, Haji?
Say, fellas, I'm in the drive-thru at Walgreens. I'm one back, so I got a second here. But that Les Turner commercial about the puzzle,
yeah,
that side piece is kind of important. Give me a vote.
Oh,
I'm a quarter piece guy.
Thank you very much, Coach Meyer.
You know, everybody has their taste in music and food and movies and TV shows, but what's wrong with a screen door, Bear?
Screen doors.
70 degrees out, and you don't want the air on or the heat on, and you want to get a little airflow going.
I'll open my damn windows. I had several accidents involving screen doors in the 90s. And you can't see that they're there, and you know you're stumbling around. Next thing you know, you think you're going through an open sliding glass door, but your roommate's, you know, closed the screen part open.
What kind of blind stooge can't see through a screen door?
You're laying in the grass at an apartment complex with a broken arm.
I think Haji's reached the drive-through.
I'm fine. I've got a long, from my front door, it goes all the way to my back screen door.
Hey, I'll kick it up a notch. What about, I don't know if they have these out in the desert where you're at, Haji, but here in the good old Southeast, there's nothing like sitting out on a screened-in back porch, screened-in patio on a hot summer day. Keep all the bugs out.
Yeah, we had
problem with those.
We had a big one on Lark Lane. It was fun to sit out there during a thunderstorm because it had the tin roof or whatever roof, bad. But the only bad part was when spring cleaning, I had to take all the furniture out and wash all the screens and scrub those. That was pretty whacked out. So, but yeah, in general, if you want to get out. I tell you what we don't have out here is snow. And whatever you got going right now,
man,
we got sunshine and 70 degrees.
Oh,
no offense.
Sounds nice. Rub it in, Haji.
Okay, so the over in the wild card games, the under is 66%, and it's 3-2 so far. If the two teams both went over in their previous game, it's 14-2 in the last 6 years. The under is 14-2. And there's a guy just went left on a red light on a major intersection.
No.
14-2 to the under, which would be tonight, fits that profile. But if it goes to 48.5, I'm going to get off it. If it was 49.5, I'd be all over that under. So I have no idea. My heart, is involved tonight. So pulling against the Rams pretty hard, but that doesn't mean my money's going to be getting where that is.
Haji's Cardinals. He's on to see a championship in the desert out there. All right, man.
They aren't basketballs lately. So, and by the way, you can bitch all you want about the last month, but Saturday has nothing to do with anybody other than just the ball going in for them from everywhere.
That's what I'm thinking. Win tomorrow and big game Saturday night at the arena.
If we turn, let's go shoot or do a shoot around in the arena too, by the way.
Yeah.
So we can make some shots in our own gym for a change.
That would be good. Haji, we're out of time, brother. We got to run. Thank you.
Screen doors, baby.
Oh, man, Tennessee had that screen door defense, water through a screen door defense Saturday up there at Rupp. Got to get that fixed, too.
Ooh.
All right, we'll be getting ready for Tennessee and Vandy tomorrow. Thank you, Bear. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Russ.
We'll do it again 3 p.m. right here on Fan Run Radio.